Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, hi there. Welcome to the show. I'm Deborah Lee. Thank you to our studio audience. And I want to thank our Facebook watchers who are on the Psychic Love Doctor show page right now on Facebook where we are streaming live. So those of you that are just listening to us, you might want to visit and pop in just to see us in action. And that who you hear is Jimbo Baggins.
I had some computer issues, so I'm copying files around and I copy it. One that is archaic and I will not be able to use. But anyway, go ahead.
He will be giving you a rebel card reading. Yes, after I give you your personal prophecy.
Oh, reading. We're going to talk about that.
All right. Wait, what are we talking about?
Well, how the transition occurs when I get to do my
speech. All right. I want to remind everyone and those of you who are new, probably aren't aware that we are using ordinary playing cards. This personal prophecy method that my grandmother taught me, well, way long ago, is extremely dynamic, often literally life-changing. She taught me that we would be using only these ordinary playing cards, but also two other fundamental tools that involve choice and change. So when we do your reading, we're, of course, right here in the present. And what we're going to do is we're going to view your path down the road. Sometimes it can even evolve up to some years. And if we don't like what we see there, we can change that. And that is by choosing to. So when we choose to change, we will be able to bring ourselves a happier, more enlightened, a success-filled, love-filled life in the future. So just to illustrate real quick here before we jump into readings. I have a son who had to make an emergency trip to another part of the country. He had to literally leave a job site in California where his team had gone to do some work. He had to fly pretty near across the whole country on a one-day notice. For a very important death in the family on his side of the family, his father's side of the family. Now, he ended up staying, like, I think it was 4 days. Here's the thing, though. He was worried about going back to work. So that, were they going to fire him? Was he going to get reprimanded? They knew, one individual knew where he had gone. The rest assumed he had run off with some girl, which as his mother does not seem that far-fetched. But no, it was a legitimate, important funeral on his father's side of the family. So what happened is he was scared, like I said, to go back to work. So I used the cards to find out what would the head supervisor think once he was contacted by my son to know the reality of why he had been away. And it showed absolutely beautiful cards that this man would feel very compassionate, that he would have great concern for my son being back on the, you know, the industrial work site, but really in a personal way. And I told my son, don't worry, he's going to be very receptive to you. And as he landed back in San Diego, my son called his boss, and the boss was very exact, like the cards had said, very compassionate, very sensitive, very concerned. and gave him the rest of the day off. Okay, so it just goes to show that when you know what to expect, you can choose. Right, Jim? You can choose.
You can do it.
What the cards are showing you, and amazingly, you find out it becomes actual reality for you.
Okie dokie.
I think I've done my part.
All right. I want to remind everybody this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. That's our disclaimer. We also like to let everybody know, be you, if you're a caller or somebody watching us on Facebook Live, if you're international, let us know. We'll give you a shout out. All right? We'd like to do that. And now I'll get down to the important things. It's a call-in show, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call or Skype in. We had a Skyper yesterday. We get them. They can be from anywhere. Skype is internet. You can be on the other side of the globe and Skype in. So always an option to think about, you international folks. When you call in, you're going to hear blah-blah-blah. Basically, you're going on hold, but you can listen to the show. And that is a true statement. You will. I just did a test. I always test it at the beginning of the show. Everything's fine. You know, I heard the show. Our audio is smooth right now. So I wanted to make sure it wasn't. So if we get some choppiness, it's probably a cell phone thing on your end.
Do we have any international people, too?
Not right now.
Okay.
Nope, nope. They let me know, and I will let the world
We will know. Give you a nice shout-out.
Yep. Okie dokie. Excuse me. When we take your call, please get off that speakerphone, because if you're a normal human being, you're going to be on speakerphone while you're on hold, because it's horrible. Unless you're in like a library or at work or something, you can't have that noise.
Right.
But anyway, please get off the speakerphone. Please do not use Bluetooth during your reading, if you can, legally and safely. It gets degraded on our end for some reason, especially the Bluetooth really doesn't make sense, but it is what it is. Background noises, regardless of how you're talking to us, get rid of those background noises. Roll your windows up. Find a quiet place in the house. If you're outside, kind of, if it's windy, that could be really bad. Maybe find a little shelter, put your hand around the phone. Things like that, because by the time it comes out after the internet out of our speakers, it can get real sucky. Then all we do is we sit there and ask each other to repeat in the reading. It's terrible. And on very rare occasions, we have to 86 it. That's so bad. But very rare, so don't panic. And now for you folks that can't call in, when we ask, we will ask for messenger calls. And you'll have to messenger Deborah Lee and be friends with her through messenger.
Whether you want to or not.
Yeah, that's just them's the Facebook rules. You ain't going to Facebook anybody. So, but only when we ask. Because it doesn't have a nice, cool, automated hold system. And we'd have to just, boom.
Ooh, what does it say?
Don't let your issues F it up.
I wonder if that's for a show. That one jumped out, I think.
It says some good shizzle is about to happen.
Ooh.
No, the show's about to start.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's it. Bottom line, you can messenger us, but only when we open the door.
Did you talk about the rebel cards?
I haven't finished talking yet.
Well, okay,
then. Look at. I need to put, like, lane barriers up. She likes to cross the double yellow lines. No passing zone. Stay in your lane. All right. When she is done with her reading, you're not done yet because you're going to get a quickie. She does a full spread stuff, like she said. We're going to give you, like, on your way out the door, a quick little... Rebel card reading. When you hear that, your reading with Deborah is over. And we don't mean kind of over, a little bit over, where you keep asking questions. It's over. We have to stop it because we have callers.
A good spot to put this in. If you're really dealing with something and you'd like to have more than one question, which we do because we have so many waiting, you can always go to my website. I think it's up there behind it.
It's psychiclovedoctor.com. Very simple. There's no weird spelling. Just spell it like it's supposed to be spelled. Psychiclovedoctor.com, and you'll see on there very clearly where you can arrange for private readings.
Yeah, and they're very inexpensive.
And it's private, and you can ask a billion questions.
Yes, you can. I will lay them out over and over, not just one time.
And the only time your thing is over then is when the time slot you allotted is over. That's it. Not because there's somebody else holding. Well, usually she has another client behind you. That's why. But all right. Let us get the show on the road.
I say so.
Let me catch up on my phone list here because they're piling up.
Well, that's okay. Friday night, we're going to rock and roll.
Yeah, and we have control over the ending time of the show.
Yes.
So if a lot of people holding going, holy crap, it's already 11 minutes
don't
of
worry.
The show.
Yeah.
I can extend the show. We're not going to screw anybody that's been holding this long.
And just so you're aware, I don't just cover love. The Psychic Love Doctor brand was started by AOL, and they scouted me out back in the mid-90s. And it just has stuck all these years. But I handle career, family matters, issues with friends, coworkers. How do they really feel about you? Neighbors. We can have a lot of tension and trouble with neighbors. Plus, we can delve into some spirituality. What do your, you know, your spirit guides have to say to you? If somebody has recently passed, or not recently, if you've just had somebody who has passed on your mind, we can try to communicate with them. They don't always want to talk. Sometimes I feel like they get busy. Maybe they socialize in the spirit world. I'm not entirely sure. But anyway, I do cover a wide spectrum. Do you have a cat or a dog? Even a bird or a horse that's acting funny? Let me know. And there was one other thing I wanted to say, and I've completely lost it. So
let's get the show on the road.
Yeah, you know, we're going to just go ahead. Otherwise,
the roof is going to collapse with all the callers hanging out on the roof. The roof was going to collapse. All right, but we're going to get you, and we're going to start in the order that you received. We see you on a list. I track it.
First come, first serve.
Yeah, it is first come. If you held the longest, you're going to be the next. And speaking of which, we're going to start with the caller that's been holding the longest, 959, Connecticut, 959.
Hi, Connecticut. Welcome.
Hi.
And what is your name, please?
My name is Stacel.
I didn't quite catch that.
Stacel, it's rare. I always tell people like this, it's like Stacy, but it's S-T-A-C-I-L, Stacel.
Oh, Stacel, I got you.
Like it.
Thank you for spelling it out, because I might have asked you 15 times.
I like it.
That's cool. And it's simple. Now, when you put it like that, it's very simple.
Yes, it is. So, welcome. Yeah. And I first want to say, apparently we've never spoken with you before. I would remember that name.
We remember the names that are tough for us to figure out, which is that's, you know, that's our brain.
Well, we welcome you, and we're happy you're here. You're only a newcomer once. After that, you're just part of the family. So tell us a few details about your situation.
Your situation, what would you like to know?
As in a question.
Well, this might be a little interesting. I mean, I've had readings quite a bit on here, but I don't know why I never asked this. And this was something that happened to me like many years ago, probably somewhere like 2013, 2014. And one day I was sleeping and I got up and I literally thought it was a man that broke into the house. It wasn't like a silhouette looking. It looked like someone there physically. And
wow.
I was just like, in fact, I was like, oh my God, someone broke in the house. But all of a sudden, you know, he saw that I saw him. He just kind of like slowly pulled back and he just faded away. So I always wonder who that was.
Ooh, interesting. What do you think, Jim?
Well, first of all, were you in a full-fledged dream or you're like one of those in-between states?
Were you awake?
No, I was sleeping, and I, you know, it's just almost like maybe I wasn't fully asleep because usually I don't remember my dream. I can't really remember precisely, but it's almost like I kind of got up easily without, like, you know, I can't remember if I had a weird dream or anything, but I went back to sleep like it was nothing. I mean, it kind of made me a little nervous because I'm like, oh, my goodness, someone like there watching me while I'm sleeping.
Well, the fact that you went back.
It wasn't like I got out of my bed.
I'm wondering if you were asleep, dreaming you're awake.
Or not, just barely. Because when I've had weird,
like a twilight
catastrophic, like, dreams that I should not be able to go right back to sleep. I have. But we'll see. We'll see what the cards see. You know, sometimes these dream things, everybody wants them to have meanings, but sometimes it's just not there.
My dreams are
mismatched.
Yeah, they say sometimes the brain is just like decompressing all this data and weird stuff comes out, they say. But let's see what the cards say.
Well, the thing is, it's like I grew up in that house until 27 years old, which was like probably almost 7 years ago. And I haven't really experienced much since I left that house.
Okay. Well, let me ask you.
Okay.
Was this a male form?
You said
it was a man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, it popped right out.
Oh.
You've been in that house since you were born?
Until I was 27 years old.
Yeah.
So many.
Since you were born?
Yeah, 27 years.
There was a death of a man very unexpectedly, and you may have been very young because I see a lot of trauma of that death toward in you, that this is an individual that I don't think paid you a lot of attention, and there could be a family connection.
Oh, so it's somebody that has an association with family, family, friends, or something.
And you, at a tender age, my cards are saying you felt very sad, very, you know, shocked as a child might be that this person was no longer living. This individual, for some reason, at some point in their spiritual journey, has felt the urge to come back and to, like, look over you, look at you, look, you know, in on you. I think they're going through, like, a complete renovation. I know that sounds like we're talking about a building, but it's like on the other side, a lot of times people look, get there and they're so broken and so disturbed from, you know, from their actual mortal existence that they have to be workshopped. I don't know how to put this. I've never had a question like this before, but I wonder, can you, why does our thing keep doing
this? Well, he just got loud.
Okay. What, can you remember the loss of someone, family or friend very long ago? I mean, like father, brother, uncle. It's not necessarily a family connection, but it could be through a friend, a neighbor.
And which makes it so wide open, right?
I would say the longest I can remember of a death of a family was probably, I remember exactly how this man looked when I saw him, because he looked, I kept telling people that he looked like Jesus, and I'm not trying to sound funny or anything, but he looked Middle Eastern, because I do have a Middle Eastern ancestry on my side, on my dad's side.
Okay.
My dad is a Syrian, but I don't know if that's an ancestor. So,
how old were you?
Were you real young?
Oh, you mean when I saw this man?
Yeah, when you would have
in real life.
Yeah, when you saw
the real man. I believe. Well, next month I'm gonna be 33. This was probably around when I was like 23, 24.
Not long ago then.
No, not that long ago.
Yeah, well,
don't be apprehensive, but I do think that there will be more instances of you. He's either coming to you in a dream state or he is actually coming to you. I'm just seeing that he wants to, hang out with you.
It's all positive.
Yeah,
nothing negative, nothing to be worried about.
Yeah.
The bottom line. Yeah. And I don't think it bothered you too much. You went back to sleep.
Well, I always kind of figure out, like, you know, several times, like, people say, oh, there's something really evil in my house. I mean, this happened a few cases, a couple cases, because I have one friend. She said there was something very dark, very evil in the house that was bothering everybody. It was very scary, and you know, I slept over, and she said she hasn't had a good sleep since I, you know, came out. It's almost like my presence must have like scared it away.
Okay,
but
yeah,
there was something with me. I don't know,
but it doesn't seem to be that negative. And
Yeah, no negativity.
And some other people can interpret things. Just anything would scare them, even though it might not be scary.
Yeah, I always think maybe my presence will scare something that's dark or demonic. Because she said it was bothering people in the house. It was like
in
it was pulling on people's legs. Yeah, her and her boyfriend saw it. They were all seeing it. I think except for one son. I don't know if it was one son and one daughter that they said it didn't bother out of the two kids.
This one strikes me as somebody that was watching over you and others in the house. I don't get any kind of negative connotation. If you certainly do ask others that deal more with that realm. I really don't. I do, but I don't. You know what I mean? So Jim's going to give you a, what do you call him, rebel?
I am going to. Which means before you leave, we're going to give you a quick rebel card reading. Now, these cards are not
normal. Like
they're the opposite of angelic.
Yes.
All right. And a lot of times it's not going to be about your question, but, you know, there's a lot of them. There's a billion other things going on in your life that you probably have going on that we didn't talk about tonight.
So it's in your face.
So
it's to the point.
And this is what it is. It popped up a couple times. Stuff is going down with your job. Reevaluate, change your perspective, or frickin' quit.
And it actually had cuss words.
Yeah, we replaced the cuss words. We knew a little cuss words. So, like I said, not related to this, but you have to think about what that means in other parts of your life.
It resonates. It may not right now.
And it might not.
Yeah.
It
does.
Sorry?
It resonates for you?
It's because... I mean, the only reason why I'm at this job is because it's right down the street from me because it's so convenient. But, you know, it pays okay. But, you know, I'm out of work right now because of a possible hernia, which affords a lot of lifting at that job. But, you know, they give me a lot of runarounds about, you know, kind of get paid time off from work, you know, medical leave. And you know, it had kind of caused an issue with the property management, with, you know, worrying about if I'm going to get paid. I'm still waiting to see if I can get paid.
It does have a lot to
say. It does.
To
that's why it came up twice when I went through them. And doesn't everybody love PTO? Not, right?
No.
Yeah.
Well, take care.
Yeah, he knows. All right, well, take care about it. Don't be a stranger.
Yeah.
Keep calling back. We do multiple shows a week, and you're welcome to call every single show.
And the more we give you readings, the more clarity. There will be.
And you were very patient because I know you held a long time.
Yeah.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right. We're going to put you back on hold so you can continue to listen to the show if you desire.
All righty.
Okay. We're going to go to our next caller and start rocking so we can catch up on this list. 347, great state of New York. 347, welcome to the show.
Hi. You guys. Hi. This is Tamika.
Tamika. How are you, darling?
There you go, big time.
Okay. Yeah.
How are you?
Well, we're doing well.
Yeah, you got any new updates?
No. So far today's been quiet. Tomorrow's my birthday, so I figured I'd call you guys today to talk and to ask you guys finally about what.
Thank you. Tomorrow, if you call us on your birthday, and this is for everybody.
It's your birthday.
It's almost like you are at the top of a mountain in terms of your future.
So the card should jump right out is what
and
you're saying?
And it's got a 360 degree. It's like you're at the top and you can turn around.
It's got the panoramic view of the entire surface of the earth.
Yes, and some people have really loved those readings over the years because I can give you on your birthday a little bit of a more general rundown about your future. Even in essence, like a 12-month mini read. So
if you can,
nice.
If you can do it,
yeah.
If you can do it, call in. We shall be here.
Yes, we will.
All right. I'll try.
Now for today.
Okay, what's cool? Right. What do you got going today?
Yeah.
Today's been kind of quiet. I definitely wanted to finally ask you guys about, because I met Deborah Lee years ago when I first came to Blog Talk. I met her from News for the Soul. I used to ask her about someone named Nick. That is the one that brought me to Blog Talk because I was so heartbroken over him. So I just wanted to ask.
Nice.
It was a long time. So I wanted to ask her about him. Why not? And if she picks, if you guys also pick up anything about, you know, Harris, I'm open to hearing about what he's up to too.
Yeah. Did I say anything about Nick way back when?
Oh yeah, back then we used to talk about him, and we used to say that he was still in love with me, and that he saw us coming back together, and that I was still in his mind. So, you know, I waited. I was really heartbroken for a long time. I went through so much turmoil waiting for him, a lot of tears. But he, I never heard from him again.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to ask about Nick. And then I'm going to tell you something ironic after that. All right. So,
okay.
Those who are new with us and just joining us, I use a 42-card layout. That would be a big layout.
Well, I mean, you got 52.
I use a 24-card layout. And those who can see me, as in, like, over Facebook Live.
Facebook Live viewers.
You can see me laying them out. I don't just do a random quickie draw of a couple of cards. Some people like that.
That's what I do with the Rebels.
Yeah, that's what he does. And this gives me a wider scope in terms of your life. So, Tamika, I'm going to lay these out for you right now. And I'm going to specifically focus on Nick.
You said you wanted to ask her something.
No, I'm going to tell her something after.
Oh, I thought you said you were going to ask her something. So you said this is going back to the News for the Soul days when you were going on there,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We've been on with News for the Soul for years.
Oh, yeah. For my own curiosity, yes. Do you know approximately how long ago that was when you guys were doing the Nick readings?
Yeah, it was since 2014. Beverly had a female partner back then. 2013.
Oh, you had a female partner.
Okay, 8 years. Okay, I was thinking even more. But still, you know, because 8 years now, the way time flies by now, that's 8 years is like yesterday. Jesus, time is flying so fast.
You know, and I got to say something as I'm laying these out. At the advanced age of 65, I have to honestly say, and I hope, Jim, you'll be in agreement or say nothing, but I think it's become really terrific that people can fall in love with the heart and mind of a person and not be so strictly like biological, you know, that you can have a female girlfriend, Tamika, or you can have a male boyfriend. And there's a lot of that now. Back in my day, oh no.
I mean, it was there, but it was hidden.
Very.
Because people worried about being strung up or beaten or banished by family members and
shunned.
Shit like that. Yeah, losing jobs and stuff. But no, screw it. Do what you got to do in your private life. All right, what do you got?
Well, what I got is you've actually sent out much energy to Nick in the past.
Mm-hmm.
He knew, and he does to this day, he knows how badly he made you feel. And that you were in ways heartsick over him.
What's his deal?
You were a mess.
His deal?
As in?
Because way back then she said you kind of saw them possibly reuniting, so.
Well, I did, and I can't.
But that was a long time ago, too.
Time, as
often
say, is irrelevant.
Oh, yeah, and it's dynamic.
Yes, it is. And the ironic thing I wanted to share with you is that he looks back and thinks about you, and he reminisces. Now, often these cards, when I read something like this, I hear from the recipient some time later, but not a big amount, but they've heard from that person, and it blows their mind. They'll be like, Deborah, you just read about this a week ago, and I have heard from so-and-so. And I just want to say, don't be surprised.
A long time now, though.
Oh, it is. But it doesn't mean...
I wouldn't be, because this is what happens when, you know, guys pick up on it when you're about to leave. And I feel like that's why Frank has been doing the stupid emoji stupidness. But Nick is somebody that I worry, too, because I'm leaving. And I'm not saying that he, you know, loves sick over me still. He'll just pop up. But I wouldn't be surprised if the universe does that when, look, I'm about to leave, you know? So.
Or even after you've left, just think, people can find us now. And, you know, in a heartbeat where this was impossible.
And a lot of guys like to have a lot of things and they'd like to have a lot of bridges available. They don't want to burn all the bridges.
No.
Just in case they need them again, which is not good for the woman.
No, but I think he really cared for her.
Well, you can really care for somebody. It doesn't mean you're going to treat her right.
Now, I got to tell you some quick things here. Yeah, because we don't have time to debate like we usually do. All right.
I know I'm right.
This move for you is going to be fantastic. I know I keep telling you that. I know you're resistant to it. But I hope that you try to embrace the move as a great big new opportunity. Because I am seeing, for one thing, you're going to make very good money at a job that you accept there. I mean,
cool.
Yeah, if this was for me, I'd be like, yeehaw, look at that. Let's see. But I know that this move is coming, did you say by the 15th or I'm trying to remember?
Like around the 16th, 17th is where it's supposed to happen. I'm just don't want to be around psycho family drama. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know what, though? I don't see that. I think you're going to move out to your own place very quickly.
Hmm.
Okay.
So good that it'll be short-lived.
Living with them. But I'm
right.
Not. Yeah. And the home front, they are drama queens, those two, your mother and your sister. So try to just stay Switzerland.
Right.
Know?
That's right. Nobody ever attacked them.
Try not to get drawn in, sucked in. And also, I want you to know this is a brand new beginning for you. And the guy, I forget his name, Orion or Orion. If you take a day flight with a buddy down to Florida.
Orion. That's a constellation.
Yes.
If he can do that, he can come see you, too. So just because you're going to be miles will separate you, you know. And besides,
I'm afraid of
we don't know his feel either. What's that?
He's with other girls.
Yeah. Yes. And I told you, he's at a buffet. The all-you-can-eat sort of buffet. And it's ridiculous, really, because he's going to be like Charlie Harper on 2.5 Men.
A.K.A. Charlie Sheen.
Yeah. Eventually, they get tired of doing the same thing with mindless faces. And Jim says no.
Oh, no, I'm not saying I agree with her.
Yeah.
But I don't think that I would accept that person back into my life if I had to wait till they were done being a whore.
Well, he is a man whore.
But you know what? You reverse that around, a guy's not going to tolerate that crap.
People are capable of change.
Doesn't matter. They should have changed a long time ago.
Well, I've seen it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you done whoring now? Well, I'm here for you. I don't like that.
Well, he's a super horny guy. He needs to get this out of his system.
He could have one girl and have a lot of sex with her if he cared enough.
He thinks the grass is greener.
Oh, they all do,
elsewhere.
Yeah. Jump that fence and look for the greener grass.
So, all right, honey, here comes your rebel card.
This is the rebel card, not me. They broke your heart. Fuck them.
Oh.
Move on with the F because I think that means a lot.
All right, listen, you call tomorrow on your birthday.
Yeah, cool.
And we will give you a 360 view.
And if you don't, we're going to give you a happy birthday now if you can.
Yeah,
she said she would try, and we know it's life. Life is life.
Happy birthday.
You say it's your birthday.
You guys are so cute. Thank you.
We enjoy you very much, so you keep calling.
We're crazy like insane.
Yeah, we are.
Thank
you. All right,
thank you
so much.
All right, honey, have a great day.
All right, I'm going to go to we're over the hump, so I'm going to remind everybody that this show is informational and entertainment purposes
only. And we will not cut you off before.
Yeah, we got some folks on hold. They've been holding since since probably the time was invented. Dirt wasn't even invented yet. Don't worry, you're going to get in.
Yeah.
And it's an achievable goal anyway. But even if it wasn't, we would extend the show for you. We would do so because you don't hold all that time and then get kicked to the curb. This is not the IRS. This is not some .gov website that said to call you.
Yeah.
All right. And on that positive note, let's go to our next caller. I like this because it's our neighbor to the south, 919 North Carolina.
Welcome to the show.
Bring it on.
And who are you, please?
Hello, hi. This is Kay. I've called before. I'm the one that has a North Carolina number but lives in Georgia now. So.
Oh, that's right.
They
right.
confused me.
Well, yeah. Wesley will remember.
No, I never will. I'll always be confused. I go through life confused.
No worries. I have a question.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No,
you.
It's on you.
Okay. We had spoken and you had mentioned some things about, I had talked about my job and my past relationship. And I want to say you're right on point about the relationship, but I'll tell you more as that progresses. With that, my question, I guess the past year has been up and down for me. And I have been having some health concerns. And I reached out to my doctor. And I'm pretty sure it has a lot to do with stress. But I reached out to my doctor, and I sent her an email about an alternative or alternative treatment. And she hasn't responded yet. Did you see her going along with this? Because I have a condition that makes me a viable candidate for this request I'm making.
Okay.
Okay, so you're talking about an alternative treatment.
Is it a kind of a case study type treatment thing where they're taking people in to do a study on it?
No, it's actually already something that has been approved. So
okay, cool,
I meet the yeah.
So it's not under your regular doctor's umbrella,
right? Something she heard about.
See, that's the thing. That's the thing. It can be. I just need to know if she will do that.
All right.
Yeah, so because by the state, she can do it.
She's trying to bring it to her doctor's attention. And I will tell you, from my last year or so, which is funny, the medical field, they've been getting very electronic as part of records, but they've been very archaic in email communication. They're finally starting to get into it, and they suck. They suck at it.
Okay.
I think the doctors and a lot of those people have been around a while, and they don't want to do it. And they're like, everybody's trying to tell them, you got to do it. That's the thing you got to do nowadays. Like, because I've had some places that respond immediately, and I've had some places that never respond. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? I have to call them.
Okay,
so
I see that, because I'm like, I don't want to have to go back into the doctor's office again this week to have this conversation.
You might have to call them up and say, hey, read your damn email.
I think you're going to have to be more persistent than an email. He's right.
Or tell them to read it at least.
Yeah. What I'm getting here is that I really think she will explore this on your behalf. You seem to have a very nice, very truthful.
It's a she?
It's a she, isn't it?
Oh, my God. It is a she. It is a she. Yeah. She is absolutely amazing. I moved like 40 miles away, and I still go to her because she is phenomenal.
I would do the same too. Healthcare, you don't screw around
and
with that.
She is professionally invested in you, Kay. You matter to her.
Yes.
Which is one of the reasons I prefer female doctors.
They
have that maternal thing. You know,
motherly
thing.
Yeah, I got
you. So I do think you might likely get the go ahead on this, but she's going to want to look at it in reference to your particular situation.
Sure, I mean they probably got to take time, and you know I wouldn't wait very long after the email.
No, I would get on it Tuesday.
Because I will tell you, and she probably knows too. I have email. You know, you have an inbox. At a certain point, that stuff gets way.
So
you get so many more emails, it's way down there now, and it gets forgotten. It didn't get read in time. So,
I was fearful of that. I'm like, okay, do I follow up or does she? Because again, I don't know if it's something that they actually. She is able to do it by the laws of the state.
Okay,
but it's just does she? Will she do it?
Yeah.
Does this clinic do this?
It will be mostly about, is this beneficial for you?
Yeah, so she sounds like she's receptive, but she doesn't want to just throw you in the fire without making sure it's the right thing to do.
Right,
okay.
All right.
Yeah.
That
is the right thing to do.
That's good.
All
right. Okay.
Here we
great.
Go.
Great.
So the cards are really weird for you. And remember, we gotta. We're just gonna go. This has nothing to do with your situation. These are Robo cards.
Okay.
I don't think this does. All right. It says.
Okay.
Frick. Remember, I substitute words for the bad words unless it's really important.
Okay.
It says frick.
Okay.
It's about to get real. So basically, something's about to get really real, and you need your peoples around you.
And
now,
I think that could be about the treatment.
It could be.
To get the support.
I can see that. Yeah.
It could be.
Yes.
It could be that, or it could be something else. In your mind, you go, oh, yeah. I know what that is. But.
Well, good, Kay. And you sound like such a generally, you know, happy-go-lucky, very nice lady. And we're happy to have you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
All right.
Yeah, thank you. I thank you for this time. Yeah.
Call us again, Kay.
Call us again. I will put you back on hold so you can continue to listen to the show if you desire.
Please.
I don't
Please.
Hang up.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah, just to let everybody know, and I should tell that to everybody. Early on, when we first started doing Blog Talk, I was a rookie. I was a newbie. I would hang up on people, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then somebody said, you know, I'd like to listen to the show. I was like, ooh, that was a bad call. And another bad thing that dead members, I would you click this little X to hang up with somebody. If they hung up first, somebody else would jump up and I'd hang on a new caller.
Well, you learn.
You learn, so I no longer hang up on anybody.
All right.
And on that note.
Yeah.
We're getting to it. We're doing fine. We're on track. There's no everybody on hold, you're good.
You may have time for those in the Facebook room.
I will throw that out there a little bit. First of all,
go dog.
Carla is 779. I believe that is Illinois, correct? 779?
Hello there. Welcome to the show.
You know who this is. Hold on a second.
It's been so long.
Being stupid. Hi, guys.
Hey, it's been so long. I didn't know that you were doing stuff there anymore.
This is Teresa, folks, out there in the favorite cornfield in Illinois.
It is her garden.
Oh, God. Talk about boring. This place is the worst. Anyways, at least it's not 100 degrees like you guys are having. At least we're having nice weather.
Yeah, it's been hot.
That's true. You're going to actually get fall.
Yep, I think so.
Yeah, we actually do get fall, but that's not my, you know, I love fall, but then once the rest of it comes, I'm like, no, I'd rather be in Virginia Beach. So, anyway.
Yeah,
tell us what's happening.
Well, I already private messaged you about Stella getting lost, and now she's back home and she's safe, and that's all good and well. I had my blood test done and stuff. Yeah, poor little Stella flipped me the hell out. You know what I mean? Scared the bejesus out of me, but thank God some good citizens found her and brought her home.
Yeah. We've found over the years that there are good people that will return your animal.
You would be amazed how many dog lovers are out there.
Yeah.
So it's amazing. But anyway, thank God. But we're happy too because we were fretting. We don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like to fret either. And I was a hot mess. I didn't sleep. I was puking.
Yeah.
I was making myself sick. The whole nine yards.
I'll never be able to sleep.
So anyways, I had my blood work done. And my hormones looked at. And I'm using this doctor, but I'm on the fence because everything's out of pocket. And it's a good amount of money. And I just want to look in the cards and see if I should go with him or if I should go with the other place that will actually possibly take my insurance.
Oh.
Okay. It's cool. This is not a disclaimer type thing either. This is like
I'm just, you know, I know.
No. I mean, we're telling the other people too. We don't even have to give the disclaimer.
So one
place did
your blood work. But you're wondering about another place.
One is out of pocket.
I'm going to take my blood. I'm going to take my results to them and see what they want to do. Because this guy, you know, he gave me a money back guarantee, blah blah blah, and I'm like, that's great, but hello, it's $3,000 out of my pocket.
Yeah, money back guarantee, but you have to come up with that money. Yeah, right.
Wow. All right, let me see what's going to happen here.
That's kind of a cool question. I like when they're unique.
I do, too.
I do, too. And it wasn't, like, medical, like, you know, diagnose anything.
It's
like,
not medical. I'm just trying to figure out if I should go with the other place that my sister goes because I definitely need the stuff that my sister's getting. And the guy's going to prescribe the same treatment. But if my insurance pays for it, then why am I using my insurance?
Oh, right.
Yeah. But what's holding you back from immediately jumping on that? And
what's the
because it's Memorial Day weekend.
No, but I mean, why are you still even thinking about staying with a guy that wants money out of pocket?
Yeah.
Because I really like my IV treatments I get with him.
Okay, all right, cool. Okay, so there is he has a plus, too. I was just curious. All right, so we got you.
Yeah.
That's why she's at the fork in the road.
Teresa, this is really actually a big question for you.
Mm, oh, yeah.
That I'm seeing here. Big question.
Big, bad question.
And, you know, I was hoping it would go different.
Uh-oh.
Your cards are saying stay where you are,
mm.
that you'll feel you're going to have better results there, but it's expensive.
But it's going to be a struggle.
Yeah, it's expensive, and I'm like, I don't, you know, I'm just sitting here going, geez, Louise, and, you know, he needs me to pay it up front.
Yeah.
And I'm like, cool. So it's like a 10-week plus program or something. I'm getting like 6 IVs and all this other stuff, but like I've already like wheeled and dealed with him. He already knows. Like I've already threatened him. I'm like, if this doesn't work, I will drive my Mack truck through your freaking front door of your business if this
but
does not work.
Said he gave you a money back guarantee.
Yes.
Nobody does that. That's pretty cool. Maybe you must have scared the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Am I not a scary person? I am a scary person. When I need to be, I can be a very scary person. I'm just intense. I'm a Scorpio. You don't mess with us.
Yeah. You're very assertive, and I like that in a woman.
Yeah, I was in the military and stuff.
But it scares 90% of men because they're like, damn.
The ones that wear little skirts.
Yeah. Hey, Teresa,
they get manicures.
You could go to the other one and just have a consult.
That's what I was going to do. I was just going to go there and see if I can get in there
and then
what their plan of attack would be, because I know I need the hormone pellets. I know what I need. I know what I need.
Sure. Yeah. Well, then that's
and this guy's
going
to give it to me, but I think I want to wheel and deal with him a little bit more, because I'm going to look at him and say, no, you need to bring it down even more. I'm sorry.
Or work out some kind of
payment plan,
like half down and then a payment plan as we go or something.
Sure.
Right.
Yep, and you know what? If you go get the consult,
so you're telling me to stay where I'm at.
No, well, because
I really like my people. I like my phlebotomist, even though she left a giant bruise on my arm. Does it say anything about my health in the cards?
Uh-oh.
That this is instrumental
either
for
way,
you.
Either direction, right?
That's why I said this is a big decision for you. Yeah, I think that if I were, let's say, I were some kind of, like a physician, doctor, et cetera, I would worry a lot about your depression. You have very low lows when you have them, don't you?
Yeah.
So you're a woman of extremes.
I want to put out to you.
I'm either on fire or you're dead cold.
100 miles an hour, you're in a ditch.
I want to put this out to you and others. If anybody needs a medical loan, go to LendingPoint. They were fabulous with me. Gave me $7,500 over the internet.
And now there's so many out there.
And they gave it right to the doctor. The payments were reasonable. I'm not going to tell you the interest was, but I needed to do that, and that took me, I guess, 2 years to pay it off. But
I can get a 0% interest card for a year. I'm not worried about that.
That's good.
I need to make sure that this is a good idea.
Okay, well then.
I have really good credit. So they're throwing credit cards at me left and right.
Oh, good.
And they're all 0%.
Yeah, well
good
then you
for
should.
You.
But, you know, if they should do the due diligence and at least go see the consult.
I think so, to make sure you feel comfortable.
It'll make you feel
better.
And
I was thinking I could split it, because I'd be like, I want to get my IVs from him.
Yeah.
But get my pellets from the other ones, because I think, am I going to get the pellets covered by the other place because they're using the same stuff?
Yep.
Sure. Why
not? You know
not?
What I mean? Like,
yeah,
that saves me money,
stuff.
And he has to understand that because this guy won't take insurance.
Right.
All right.
So,
but at least you'll save a little something, breaking off like that.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Well,
that's what I needed.
Looks good for you. Looks very good.
That's right, we timed.
Okay.
And then next time I'm going to call in about my little dogs.
Okay, that'd be great. And that will be tomorrow night if you're free.
I probably am.
Well, if you are.
So All right, guys. Thank you so much. Love you.
You're so welcome. Love you, too.
Don't stand by for your robo-murdering.
All right,
bye.
No.
She left a little bit. The subject is, you are the shizzle, and don't forget it.
Well, that's right, Teresa. I'll send that to her a little later.
We had a software failure, and I'm restarting the application, so I couldn't give her the nice little sound effects. But they're back online.
All right,
let me see. Yes, she did depart. So let's go to our next caller. Cool. I like it. We're going to 507, land of 10,000 lakes.
Where we originate.
Welcome, Minnesota. You're
hi.
The next caller.
Hello.
Hello. Who's on the phone?
Hello.
Yeah. Hi.
Never delayed.
Hi. This is Judy, Jacob's mom.
Hi.
Remember?
Hi, Judy. Yes,
Judy,
do.
Judy, Judy.
How are you doing?
Really good.
Happy Friday.
Yeah.
Well, TGIF, big time.
Yeah, no kidding. So tell us, what's bringing you to the show this evening?
What you got kicking?
You guys, I love you.
Long time? You love us a long time?
Jim, you're terrible.
I said, no, I listen to you all the time.
Even when I don't call in,
I listen to the other ones. Oh. Yeah.
That's
well,
cool.
We don't script anything. So
yeah, I'm sure it's hard to tell.
Completely impromptu. Everything we do.
I was getting my hair done today for my beautician, and I turned, I think it was Thursday night, and she was listening to you, too, with me there when we're doing my hair. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Yeah,
I was just kind of wanting a spiritual reading.
Okay.
All right.
Like a spiritual future type reading.
So a spiritual reading on your spiritual future, or is there some part of your life that you'd like to focus on?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was just outside with Bella, and that dog, we're like one. I mean, she is the best dog I've ever had, and she's got issues. Like, I had a dog that was, her name was Foxy, 18 years. So all my kids grew up with her.
Wow.
18 years, yeah.
Right.
And I had to put her down because her back end was, Bella has that too right now. And I the pills that I have to buy for her are $6 a pop a day.
Oh.
And figure that out, you know, it's over $100 a month. Just
sure.
But I cut them in half because that's the best I can do, and she does all right for right now. And I just can't, I mean, just thinking about it will make me cry when I, you know, I love her so much.
Okay.
And can you see, like, how much time we have together? And
because
I worry about it every day.
Now,
you know,
I have a recommendation for you, Judy, that you might actually find this so enthralling that you'll want to offer it to others for payment. It is entirely possible to do Reiki treatments. Reiki is a system where any person can learn how to use the energy, healing energy around us. Now, I took classes.
Right.
But one way they have you experiment is I wish you could see us right now. What am I doing, Jim? I've got my fingers, like I'm holding a ball.
Like an orb. But you can, you know, you can Google this too.
Yeah.
If you want to, before you want to get into it.
You can
actually Google it.
You can feel the energy between your hands. And there's a lot of free stuff, or you could go to udemy.com. which is a place where they have courses in just about everything, and many of them are super inexpensive. But I've known a lady whose dog was hit by a car, and she took it into one of those, you know, they're kind of ritzy 24-hour pet hospitals. And when she ran out of money, she had to take her dog home and decide, do I put this, you know, little friend of mine to sleep,
right,
or am I going to...
Right.
So she knew how to do Reiki. and she did it, and it fixed his. He had like a leg that seemed deformed from the accident. But the more she worked with him and applied a little physical therapy, he walked fine in 2 weeks.
Okay.
So for
really?
Bella, yeah. So Bella, I recommend you look for pet Reiki.
And a lot of other stuff. But she's looking for a time.
And it's, yeah, I'm gonna look right now. It's very easy to pick up to do. So all right, here we go. We're gonna look at your cards, Jim. I'll keep talking to you.
Like
yeah,
that.
Well, we all sympathize, or is it sympathize or empathize? But
both.
We have six little beautiful little yearns of our past
yeah.
pets, six of them. So, I mean, we're no strangers to that pain.
And four dogs.
Well, then I have a cat that sleeps right by my head every night, and he's just as special. His name's Benji, and then I got Bella, Benji and Bella.
Benji and Bella.
They're my little kids, you know. I love them.
Cool. That's cool because cats are a crapshoot. Sometimes they
I
can
know.
Be a little,
normally they wouldn't.
Puppies.
This one
yeah.
here is unbelievable.
Yes, yeah, a lot of them.
Yeah.
When your average cat doesn't want to cuddle for squat, you know, they want their space.
I know. He's like the best
yep,
cat
yeah,
I've
yeah.
ever had in my life.
That is pretty cool.
Okay. I've actually picked up on Bella's thoughts. And it is possible to do this.
Yeah.
I've done it
sure.
with horses
she does dog reading.
And
she
cats.
Meant,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She was.
Well, I didn't mention everything. There's other issues, so maybe you're going to tell me right now.
No,
okay,
go ahead. For the
you should,
risking of time here, saving of time.
Just tell her.
Yeah. What other issues, hon?
Oh,
well, her throat, she doesn't even bark the same anymore because she got bronchitis and pneumonia. And then they said that black labs, that's what she is, she's a purebred, has these things in the back of their throat, and they can go bad. It runs in labs. I don't know. Like
we
your tonsils or something.
Huh.
I don't know.
Well, she worries that I'm trying to figure out what she's actually saying here. It's like she wants you to find the least expensive way to take care of her because she's afraid it's costing too much. And when I see this concerning an animal, I worry that they're going to like surrender themselves to
people have
to the Rainbow Bridge.
People have or just
yeah.
get tired of the fight, but you know.
But she picks up on a lot of things with you.
Dogs are smart.
Yeah, you two are like kindred spirits. So try looking into doing Reiki. Very easy to learn. It's mainly just focusing pure energy from your hands. All right.
Really, just rub like a massage in their areas, or would that help?
Find a what? Ma'am, I'm Judy.
Is it like a massage area or something?
It's like a massage.
In the
yeah.
areas that she hurts, maybe?
Yeah.
Rubber and stuff?
Yeah. And you can do it yourself. You don't have to pay. A lot of times they charge a lot, you know, to have a master.
Right.
Yeah. You can find
on anything, they charge a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. You can find a lot of free information. Just Google it. All right? But I
Google
think
it.
You
okay.
guys have a lot of time. You two have a lot of time yet left.
That's what she wanted to hear. That was
yeah.
that was the ultimate thing. That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the
yeah,
thing.
Yeah. I wanted to. Yeah.
Sure.
You have a husband too, right?
No.
You don't
I divorced Jacob's dad.
Okay.
I don't know. Quite a few years. 2010
okay.
or 11.
Is Jacob
yeah,
your
I
only
divorced.
Boy? Is he your only son then?
No, I actually have, he's got a brother, Adam, that
okay.
my ex is really close to, like they're two peas in a pot. And then Jacob, I always protected him, always felt like I had to protect him because he never
yeah.
treated Jacob right. And you picked up on that when you were talking to Jacob.
Yeah. He is a very negative man. That, and I told Jacob,
yeah,
you know, kind of ignore him when he gets on a rant. But what I'm seeing is here, I thought it was a husband because of the close relationship, but I really think it's one of your boys. Just tell them to be very careful, like walking, running, simple things
just
like that.
Just normal everyday life things.
Yeah, I see what looks like a minor accident of breaking an ankle.
Yeah, you could step on a curb just wrong.
Really, that would be, see, me and Jacob are all, we've always been really, really close. I mean,
well,
you know, I'm like his angel wing. I have been the whole time. I still am, you know.
Well, I do have to tell you, too, and then we got to run in a minute here, but a card fell on the floor. And my grandmother used to say, if it falls on the floor, it's coming to the door. And this card indicates a gift. A very nice gift.
Hmm.
Maybe
really?
Money. Yeah.
Oh, my hope it is. I am so broke.
Oh, honey.
Could be some kind of windfall.
My business has gotten very slim, too. A lot of us are struggling.
But don't think that you just won the Mega Millions lottery or anything.
Yeah.
But every dollar helps, right?
Right. So
right. Every dollar. Every penny.
Yeah. What does that mean? Oh.
Sorry, we got to move on.
Whoa.
Yes. We have a card for you.
Do not leave yet.
Okay.
Your final, this is a one carder,
yeah,
like we've told some people out there. She does the big layout. This is for the road. Rebel card. Love. Get some, give some. Love.
What's the rest of
it? It will cheer your ass up. Well, you know,
well,
she's got
no
pets.
Kidding. You
yeah,
got that right.
Right.
In the world of pets and kids, that's you're always trying to get some and give some, and it always.
I have not dated anybody ever since I divorced his dad. I have not been with anybody.
Well, but
all them years.
If you haven't felt the need to, then you should not make yourself do something you don't need to do.
I've got a very cool website for you to visit, free, completely free. It's a website for where women pick the men. They cannot contact us without us contacting them first. It's called bumble.com, like Bumblebee, Bumble.
Like Bumblebee.
Really? Bumble.
Yes, bumble.com. You could have a ball on there and maybe meet a special someone.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm not really looking.
Well,
you never know.
But for entertainment, it's kind of fun just to, take a look, and it's free. So if you like it, you might enjoy it. Anyway,
so
thank you.
How do you say it? I need to write that down.
I believe it's spelled R-E-I-K-I.
It's a weird spelling, Reikia.
No, not Reiki, just Reiki.
Reiki, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It is. She is right. It's
R-E-I-K-I.
And if you type it in Google, you'll probably find it.
Even if you misspell
it. Okay.
You know how Google gives you help.
And I don't know how to get on Messenger with you. I would even do a one-on-one talking with you too, Deborah, but I don't know how to do that on my phone. Sorry.
What you need to do is go to the psychiclovedoctor.com internet page.
Yeah.
And it has all the things in there on arranging a private reading. And those can be done any way you want on
She's
phone.
She's talking, though, about how to do it. Are you on Facebook?
She has a phone.
Oh. Yeah, I can just call
you. I just call when I know you're going to be on. Jacob has called me and said, they're on. Call in. If there's any way you can,
I could just call you.
I'd like to be your friend. You could give me a request.
Now here's what you need to do is, have you been on Blog Talk Radio's website?
Well, isn't that what I'm on now? No.
Yeah.
But have you actually been on the website, or did your son just give you the number?
Yeah, I'm just calling in. I don't know how to do that stuff.
If you Google Blog Talk Radio, and you go on there and you look for the live and upcoming shows, and you can scroll around and you can look for our show, the Psychic Love Doctor show. You can follow it, and then you'll always be able to find us, no matter when we have
a
show.
She was talking about doing a private session. Oh, he says you weren't. I thought you were.
I would like one eventually. Yeah, I'd like to do that too.
Oh,
I just
okay.
love
well,
you guys. I wanna do everything.
Judy, I have your email address. Let me send you some instructions, okay? On how to do
okay.
all of that. All right? We do have to move on.
Yeah, we gotta move on, but definitely.
I definitely took too much time. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, you didn't take too much time. Anyway, definitely go to the Blog Talk Radio website. Go there tomorrow, maybe later in the day, because we'll set up the Saturday show.
You'll get notifications.
You can find the Psychic Love Doctor show.
That's
show a little
what
quick.
I want, where my phone bings off and I know when you're on.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Are you on Facebook at all?
I think she is.
Yes.
Oh.
Then here's what you can do on Facebook. Search for the Psychic Love Doctor show. Put that in on Facebook. Search for that. You'll find the show page, and you can like it, follow it, and you'll get notifications every time we go live.
Absolutely.
It'll go bling right to your phone, right to your Facebook little thing.
I can send you a friend request on
Facebook. Yeah, do that. Go to Psychic. It's literally spelled out just like it. Psychic Love Doctor Show. Just put spaces in separate words. And you'll find us on Facebook, and you can like and follow it, and everybody will get notifications every time we go live.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I better let you go so you can get to the next person.
Thank you very much.
No problem. It's Saturday night.
Friday night.
It's because of the three-day weekend. I'm already in Saturday
mode. It's always
mode.
A pleasure, Judy.
Yeah.
Always. Thank you so much.
Well, me too. Thank you.
Oh, nice.
Put me
to
on
know
hold
you.
Now. I want to listen to everybody else.
Yes,
yeah.
I never hang up anymore. I did that the first week or two many months ago, and I always put everybody back on hold, and they can hang up on their own. So you're back on hold. So you can listen to the show. We're going to next phone caller. Ah, I like this. We're going back to the Peach State, Georgia, 678. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Who's on the line with us, please?
Hello.
Well,
Hi.
Hello. Hi. What is your name, please?
This is Jaylen.
Jaylen.
No, she was on. She's been on Facebook for a long time.
Okay. All right.
She is very patient.
Glad to have you with us, Jaylen.
Thank you. I call all the time, so.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
What could we do for you this evening?
Calls all the time, and she's on Facebook all the time.
What a sweetheart.
Yeah.
All right. What are you?
I am just calling about the month of September. I always call, and I'm the one that started at the Department of Labor, and this was my first week.
Yes.
And I absolutely love it there, just like you said I would.
Great.
So I just want maybe a 30 or 60-day forecast of what
All
may
right.
happen there.
I think
oh,
we can do that.
Work-related, as far as your work, right?
Or anything. What?
Yes, she said work.
Just work?
Yeah. She said she wants to know what the 30, 60-day forecast is there.
I'm just
work.
Trying to be clear.
No, I'm trying to help you out.
Regarding your work, Jaylen?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. And, you know, and this goes out to everybody. When you ask a very specific question, she sees other things, and she already's done it tonight. She'll let you know, even if it has nothing to do with your question.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah. She knows. Jaylen knows because she's been...
Oh, with us a long time.
Yeah, she's been riding this
train for a long time. Yes, I'm a regular family member.
Oh, yes, you are.
Word up on that, dog.
So you love your job. That's wonderful.
I absolutely love it.
How long have you been there?
And that's strange for me to say because
really?
I've only been there a week. But usually I can feel whether I'm going to like it or not. Like the first day, I can usually feel it. And this time, I'm feeling very happy, very comfortable about it.
That's cool.
That is terrific. And one thing I have to tell you that I think is really significant is you won't be in that particular position for very long because you're going to find yourself being groomed for management or supervisory.
Ah!
Yes. How about that?
Well, they look for that.
They do.
They do look for that because management people retire or they leave, and they need competent people to take
they
those spots.
They do. And you are going
I
to.
No, but out. I'm not, like, interested in management. I have people tell me that all the time. But my personality, I don't know. You know, I'm a no-nonsense person. And I don't know if I can.
You're right. But
have
you've
only, space for management.
You've only been there a week.
Yeah, you don't.
So you don't
know.
Your personality
yeah.
actually may work out. You don't know yet. Right.
Sometimes,
right. That's true.
Sometimes they will even create a new position.
They will, or they'll.
Yeah.
That's true.
A position will open up, and they'll have to interview people, but they really already picked you out.
Jalen, do you have a man in your life?
I do. I hope.
Yes. Yeah.
Whoa,
yeah,
whoa, whoa. Back up on that hope part. What do you
yeah.
mean you hope?
Well, it depends on what she's going to tell me.
Oh, I got you. All right, there you go. Roger
well,
that.
he contemplates getting married.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, you know that
yeah.
already, so I'm not telling you anything.
Yeah, we've been discussing it.
Yes, he would like to very much.
Hmm, cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
And everything else really looks like just everyday pleasant business, nothing earth-shattering coming to you, which is always good news.
I mean, yeah, no
right.
news is good a lot of times. We know
yeah,
that.
So
yeah,
so... Look at that. I think that's terrific. Now, I hope you come up with a great rebel card. But that's what I'm seeing for the next 30 to 60 days. Absolutely.
Well, that's awesome for me. No news is good news.
Yeah, you don't need any drama or trouble.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah, well, you know what? We're going to go with this.
All right.
It came up. Hang on. First of all.
Woo!
Rebel card time. And this might have zip to do with anything that's going on with the current question. It says you need a big effing hug.
Oh.
And here's your hug. Sweet.
There's a big
hug. Oh, thank you.
We gave you a virtual hug.
Yes, we did.
Oh, thank you both. I feel it. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm giving one back.
Well, it's awesome to always see you chatting in the Facebook Live chat room. We love that.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, you
we
guys
really
are great.
Do.
Well, I appreciate you both.
As
boy.
Well you are, too.
Well, you've made our week, along with everybody else. So thank you so much. And join us
thank
tomorrow.
Thank you. You guys have a good...
Sure.
You guys have a nice Labor Day.
Thank
yeah,
you.
You too. We're going to be around all weekend.
Yep. So take care there, Jalen. All right.
Okie dokie pokey. We're going to go to our next caller.
And then when are we finished?
That's up to you, Deb.
Well,
you are the master of your own universe. You
I know,
to,
but
you
we
said
could,
to do another one.
It could end up being a marathon.
You told me to do
we were there till 4 in the morning.
Oh, yeah, we can't go forever. We know that because they keep coming on. We're going to go to area code 618, Illinois, back to Illinois.
Well,
Lincoln
hello.
State, 618.
Hi, who's on the line with us? Who is, please?
Amy. I was wondering back, yep. A while back, you said that there was going to be a tall, dark, handsome man that came into my life.
Yes. And do you want to know something?
Has he set up?
So you want me to focus?
You want me to keep looking?
Yeah,
that has
because been... someone from my past, from 18 years that I thought was gone for good, showed back in my life.
No.
When was that?
Yeah.
It was last night. Like, I just ran into him and didn't know he'd been looking for me.
Holy guacamole.
Now that gives me goosebumps.
Just last night even.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah,
you know what?
And he's tall, and he's dark, and he's handsome.
All right, the cards are going down.
What is his first name?
And what is your past? What's your brief past history?
We used to be really good friends and had a crush on each other and went on one date, and then he went off to the military and didn't see each other ever again.
Oh, so he had to go to the military and... Now, did you catch up? Did you actually catch up a little bit last night?
Yeah, he's been texting me nonstop for the last few days.
Okay, so what did he tell you? How long he was in the military and how that went, or what?
He said it was really good. He got married, had three kids. He is going through a divorce, been separated for a year.
Wow.
Oh, so he's on his way out of that relationship.
Yeah.
All right. Well, did he spend a lot of time in the military, or didn't he didn't really get into that?
I think 6 years.
Okay. Well, six is six. Yeah.
Was he in 91 Bravo back then?
She didn't say
that
Army.
That was what I was.
Yeah, that's what I was.
He was a Marine.
Oh,
yeah,
he
was
a Marine. Okay.
But I was in 91 Bravo.
Yeah, I remember we've talked about it.
Navy didn't use that type of thing.
They did change that MOS. They combined it in.
I think he was like military police.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
This is very definitely high potential here of the guy that I have perceived for you. So apparently.
My brother
and
him were really good friends. And
really?
Really good guys.
Oh, that's right. Now, this guy is very forward thinking, looking down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll do that. And he is a guy that plans, which is good. So he doesn't just frivolously go through his life. He's a king of spades, which makes him very, and for military police, very much focused on right and wrong.
He did 6 years.
Black and white.
He's had three kids.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. He's just now ending that relationship, you know. So,
what kind
yeah.
of work is he doing now, Amy?
He works at a factory.
Oh, okay.
So he did not stay
North
in
America Lighting.
No.
Okay.
But I really think that he could, first of all, the two of you are seen to be able to build a wonderful friendship that will, what do you call it, like evolve into lasting love. So do you feel
yes,
like he...
Yes, because, I mean, we have been together once back
yes.
18 years ago.
A long time ago.
You mean like
my son was just a baby.
And, yeah?
No, what she means.
Was you intimate?
She said
like
been together.
Yeah, that's what I meant. We were together once.
Ooh, I love.
Yeah, they didn't go and play table tennis or
no,
anything.
No, I think
yeah.
they're going to revisit no. that. They're going to be discussing world issues once again.
Oh, you mean like see if somebody, who won the gold medal at the Bedroom Olympics?
That's right. Just make sure the only little cautionary note I'd have here is make sure that he's really over his ex-wife.
He's only
right.
separated officially.
Yeah. Separated men can come with a certain amount of risk.
Right, because they still haven't actually,
right.
the chain is half broken, but it's not fully broken.
Yeah.
Right.
And she is present here.
Yeah, and you're right. And it's not necessarily means he has bad intentions. It just means
no, right.
he's got some things still.
I think
well, I mean,
she,
my heart still kind of belongs to Mike, too. So, like,
oh,
I still sure. hope Mike
oh,
will come
true
back.
That. True
but
that.
You know what, Amy? I'm glad you're looking forward. So, because Mike
right.
has had so many opportunities with you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Leave
I
that one
alone. Really, he said tall, dark, handsome, and he is.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute.
I
and that would be somebody that my brother would throw back in my life.
Well, your brother likely has a hand in this.
Well, and you
I
know,
have
you can't just sit there and let moss grow on you. Like, you know, you got to go out there and do something. Be proactive,
yeah.
right?
You can't just sit and wait
right.
for somebody.
Whoa! Robocard time before we say goodbye.
What was that?
That's our sign for going to your one card Robocard game before we run on the next
on Fridays
card.
We do Rebel
like,
card.
Yeah, it's only on Fridays. The only time you hear that. All right. The subject is you are loved. It says, you are here for a reason. Don't F it up.
Don't F it up, Amy.
Oh, boy.
You've got this little stuff going on. So.
Yeah, I think you can really trust him. But like I say, just take it slowly.
You should always err to the
caution.
I am.
Like, he already wanted me to come over, and like I'm not. Like, I told him I had stuff to do.
Ooh, that was jumpy.
Yeah, that's – that. Well,
yeah, but I
want to see how far we're going to go right off
you
the
mean,
bat.
You mean a guy that wants to
yep.
do something, get in bed with a woman?
Well.
That never
yeah.
happened.
No, I'm choosing sampling my carpets in my house instead of going over and seeing.
Well, that's terrific. Now.
Well, that's almost like a metaphor, sampling
yes.
the carpet.
Yes.
All
you
right, well, anyway.
Call us again. We'll be on tomorrow and
it.
Saturday and then
okay.
Monday.
All right. All right. Well, I work Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, so.
Okay.
But you know, we do, like, many days a week. So
yeah,
we shall talk to you again.
Yes, I'll be thinking about you.
All right.
You.
Take care, guys. Have a good day.
All right,
weekend.
Honey. Yep.
Thanks for
take
calling
care.
And thanks for telling us the juicy
ooh,
info.
We love juicy.
Yes, we do. Gossip. Right. Gossip
this
is good. All right. I think
gonna,
this is going to take us to the end
of time.
Well, I don't know about that. Anyway, we're going to go to area code 914, back to the great state of New York. 914, I think you're going to take us out.
Yes, you are. And welcome to the show, 904. What is
914.
914. What is your name, please? Who are we speaking to?
My name is Catherine. How are you this evening?
Hello, Catherine.
Is this Catherine that has been in Facebook Live?
No.
No, okay. Well, there's, that
I
is a lot of
Catherine. I think you've asked her that before.
Yeah.
She says,
well, eventually that one may actually call.
Well, Catherine, tell us what brings you to the show this evening.
Yes, what would you like to know?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. I'm going to be doing an event. I've usually done it online, and I want to make it live this year, like in person. I was wondering if you see it going well, please.
Well, that is a perfect question.
It is.
Thank
now,
you so much.
You sure. said you're thinking of it. Do you actually have better plans laid out, venues or events? Is there a next
Put, you know, all the ducks in a row, so to speak.
Sure.
As we speak.
That's smart. That's smart. Is there an expose or convention that you want to be part of?
I'm trying to throw it.
You're trying to be that. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Roll by the horns. We like it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I like that. That's very ambitious.
Thanks.
I think so too.
Trying my best.
Well, and it's very scary to do that.
It's a risk.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a huge thing, but you know.
I've gone to some of them where we never got any customers, and others that it was jammed.
It was nothing ventured, nothing gained,
that's
as they
it.
Say, you know.
Right.
Yeah, you
right.
know, yeah. Nobody just throws money
exactly.
in your lap, success in your lap. Yeah. They don't just throw
I
it at you.
Think it's going to be a raging success.
Cool.
Because you're going to
really?
Know how. Yeah. You're going to organize this in a very methodical, organized way.
She already says she's getting her ducks in
yes,
a row.
Get
so
those ducks in a row.
So she's not a village idiot, obviously.
No. No. No, I think so. You may find it'll become an annual thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but keep those ducks in a row.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Make
yes.
do not waver. Make sure you keep being very smart and methodical.
And that your cards in general look very
think,
good
and
about
that's,
that.
I think basically what you said, right?
Yeah, there's people around you. People are can mean well, but I see people around you that will likely be saying, "Oh, Catherine, I think you're going to make a very expensive mistake here." Blah, blah, you know.
I sighed because that's what sucks about doing this.
People don't always have the vision that we do.
And some of them
yeah.
come across as, they all have so many different, it sucks. It makes it tough for you.
And also, people that don't have a dream kind of steal the
yeah.
dream.
Right,
so,
or steal the
yeah.
dreams where they think, oh, you've got a good dream, but I know how to do it better.
So run your own race, my dear.
That is fabulous.
Oh, I think you're going to do terrific.
And do you have an estimated time frame?
I want to throw the event out. There'll be preparation before I'm going to start at the end of the month, but I want to throw the actual event in mid-December.
Oh,
that's
wonderful.
Smart. That's smart. So you didn't
yeah.
want to make it. Yeah, something like that you don't want to make too soon.
Yeah, you got to give yourself time
Yeah. Hills,
all right.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, stand by for your RoboCard reading before we have to say
yeah.
goodnight. All right, it says F.
Yeah.
It says frick. Stuff is about to get real.
Yeah.
Frick.
Oh,
you need your you need your people around you. So I think it's saying. It stuff's gonna get real, but you gotta make
you're
sure
gonna
you
have
got the
supporters.
You gotta get
be,
the right people around you.
Yeah.
Don't just grab every Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Well, no, fine. You know what to
but
do.
She knows. She's already got her
yeah.
ducks in a row.
Yes, right. So thank you, Catherine, for coming to the show.
Thank you.
And I hope you'll call us again.
Yeah, and definitely, especially since you're working on this, keep calling.
Yes, we'd love that. So you have a wonderful weekend for yourself. And we're going to try to do this. Thank you very much. All right.
Hello.
We're going on out with Dire Straits. Where is it? Countries, please have a very blessed weekend and do join us again. I'm Deborah Lee saying over and out.